Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bank Nation. Let's go around the rim, take some a look at some of the biggest stories in the association, including some breaking news around that Nets deal that's going on. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. You think there'll be less big company trucks on the road this summer because of gas prices? Well, think again. Those big trucks have insurance companies to protect them as well. So get the representation that will not settle for less. Franklin Frankel, truckwreck.com. Now, here he is to take us around the rim, Eric Chiafalo.
All right, boys and girls, let's go ahead, cut the lights out, put the kids to bed for an afternoon nap. And on NBA draft day, let's go all the way around the rim. Always a special occasion when it is not only draft day, but you start getting the Woj bombs, you start getting the Shams bombs, and that's one of the biggest like underlying storylines of draft day and big free agent days in the NBA and trade deadline and stuff like that. It's the battle between Woj and Shams, and I guarantee you I'll have box score numbers for you tomorrow on who won the day, who won the night, who got ahead of things quicker. Was it Woj or was it Shams? It's a battle for the ages. It's more than even Rappaport and Schefter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Woj versus Shams is outstanding.
The discussion this morning on Sean and RJ was, did Woj affect betting lines with the first three players? Because he listed the first three players that were potentially going to be picked.
Yeah, he did.
And then all of a sudden, it's like the casinos or the betting places started taking that off the board. Like, yeah, you could bet on 4, 5, or 6, but you can't bet on 1, 2, or 3.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing that you have an information guy have that kind of power that he can affect whether they keep stuff on the screen or not.
And they can't stop you. You know, they're like, oh, yeah. Please, we don't want the news out before the pick is actually made on TV.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, okay, thanks.
I remember that 1 year following Woj that he had every single pick before it was even announced.
Well, and they told him with ESPN, they told him, like, you can't do that. So he phrased him in a way where it wasn't like the pick is in, here it is. It was like team so-and-so has their sight set on player so-and-so. And that was kind of the loophole that he used to get around it. I don't know if they've checked him on that or not, but yeah, Woj versus Shams tonight's going to be fun.
I got my money on Shams, by the way, if you're taking action.
Okay, yeah. All right, very good. Let's do that. I'll take Woj. I'll be Team Woj tonight. You get the youngster Shams, who is coming for Mr. Woj himself. And Shams has come away some of these battles the victor, okay? So he's not necessarily the underdog. Probably Woj's slight betting favorite. But that sounds good, Dawson. I'm excited for that. We'll relive the box score, Woj Shams, tomorrow. It is NBA draft night. But we have some Kyrie, some KD stuff.
Oh, this is good.
It started with Woj hopping on ESPN and talking about how the Lakers are considered to be the most significant threat for Kyrie Irving. And he mentioned that even Kyrie could even be willing to, because he gave up money this year for the vaccine stuff, not playing in games. Mm-hmm. He ended up missing out on like $17 million. So Kyrie is no stranger to giving up millions of dollars to do whatever it is that he wants to do. And so he could, in theory, opt out of his player option for about $37 million with the Nets, become a free agent, and the only thing the Lakers can do, because they're so strapped, is give him like some type of mid-level $6 or $7 million contract. And Woj and Windhorst are getting on ESPN saying, don't rule this out.
Wow.
It's like, okay, so he'd be willing. Like, I know Kyrie's a little bit wild, but giving up $30 million for 1 year to go play with the Lakers seems pretty insane.
That's the most Kyrie Irving thing ever.
Yeah.
To leave Cleveland so you can get out from LeBron James' shadow. Mm-hmm. Go to Boston, Brooklyn, and be like, I know it'll make me happy, LeBron.
Yeah, and if it costs me $30 million, so be it. Yeah, it's insane. It's insane. So then Windhorst said that there's a concern Brooklyn, Kyrie could be, you know, inventive enough to leave the money on the table, go join LeBron. Okay, so that's what I sort of woke
no
up
way.
To.
No way. I'll believe it when I see it. $30 million on the table?
Yeah. Woo. Pretty wild. Pretty wild. Well, now you have Woj saying, okay, if Kyrie cannot reach an agreement to stay with Brooklyn, he has a list of teams he'd like them to consider on a sign-and-trade. So this would be him opting into his final year of his deal, getting the $37 million, but saying, I don't want to be here. You won't give me the long-term extension that I really want, so I'll opt in, get my $37 million this year, but I'm going to force a sign-and-trade. These are the teams I want to go to. Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, Heat, Sixers, and
Bulls.
The Mavericks of Dallas.
The Mavericks of Dallas, hello.
They have made the Kyrie list, boys and girls. Now,
holy cow.
None of those teams really have the cap space to sign him without the Nets' help. So it would have to be everybody coming together and working this thing. But apparently Kyrie has the Mavs. You know, he likes them enough to have them on his list of teams that he'd be willing to be traded to if he
opts in. This is Shams reporting this?
This is Woj, okay? Now, Woj notes that he says those teams who Irving is interested in doesn't necessarily mean that he's a priority for those teams. So keep that in mind. That's his list, not necessarily the teams being interested in him, though I would imagine at least a couple of those teams, Knicks, Lakers, certainly will be interested in him. Well, then Shams tweeted out 2 minutes later, KD is monitoring the Brooklyn Nets situation and considering options with his own future. And so this would really open up the path for Kyrie to proceed on finding a new home via opt-in and then be traded. So you could be looking at a situation where Kyrie and KD come together and say, you know what? This isn't for me. Kyrie's like, man, they're not giving me the extension I want. I got to get up out of here. And KD's like, okay, well, then that's fine. I'll figure out where I want to go. You could have both these guys on the move.
And obviously, you'd prefer KD over Kyrie. Like,
oh,
there's no
the
doubt about that.
Oh, yeah.
But you would absolutely want KD, right? There's no him and Han about that.
No, for sure. There's
that
no
would
him
be epic.
Yeah, I'll take KD anytime.
You know, I just feel like, you know, with the Mavs being on the Kyrie list, we should talk about it a little bit more. I know we did quite a bit of it in crosstalk and in the opening segment, but I feel like the proposed idea that Hagee had of Bertans and Tim Hardaway Jr., I don't think that gets it done. I think you need to add Jalen Brunson, and then it's somewhat realistic, right? Like, if you're the Nets and you could get Jalen Brunson, good starter, maybe future all-star, it's not close to what Kyrie Irving gives you, but he's a guy from that area, you know? And I just don't know if the Mavs would be willing to do it. But with the Mavs being on Kyrie Irving's list, you got to take that as a serious discussion if you're over with the Mavericks right now, don't you? You got to workshop all this?
Yeah, you got it. You have to at least, Stephen Jones style, do the due diligence, boys.
What are the chances, though, if you had to handicap both those guys leaving?
I wouldn't be good at putting an odds on it, but at this point, and maybe this is just all a big bluff to try and get the Nets to say, okay, Kyrie, we don't want to risk losing you and KD, so we'll give you the 4-year extension.
I'm thinking about slow playing. I know I'm happy I'm on the list for Kyrie, but if you tell me that I have a chance to get KD, I'm slow playing it. I'm not acting really interested right now.
Yeah.
In Kyrie, I'm not acting interested because I'm like, oh, okay, great. We're winning the teams. Great. I'm thinking about the other guy.
I'll give you Christian Wood, Jalen Brunson.
Yeah. I'm thinking about the other guy. That's what I would do.
Oh, for sure.
You want Spencer Dinwiddie back? Would that make it happen?
Yeah. Can I offer you a Dinwiddie for Durant?
You'd be sick if all of a sudden you went and you made a deal. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, Kevin Durant goes, man, the Mavs were a team I was really looking at, you know, and you're like, oh, what do we just do? just got this headache, and we could have had this other guy. So I think if I'm the Mavs, I'm slow playing all this.
Well, and apparently Kyrie has been using that as leverage in his negotiations with the Nets. Of basically like, hey, KD is going to want to be traded. If you're not, if you don't give me my extension, I will want out of here, and then KD will want out of here as well. And so
yeah,
that's,
I think they're both going to want out. Yeah,
what an amazing just like villain movie duo storyline right now in the NBA. This is beautiful. It's what we live for. Okay, so we go from Kyrie, we go from KD. Let's see, we got a Zion Williamson appearance. Boys and girls,
I like this. What's the latest?
He's looking. I won't even say less fat.
Oh,
I will say he's looking damn good, boys. He's looking lean. He's got the MJ hoop earring. Just
shredded Zion,
and he is looking. He's looking shiny, which tells me he's sweating. Or he's
It's hot out there. I sweat too.
Maybe he's going baby oil style like Ray Lewis. But he's looking good in these pics, these videos. He's jumping. There's some definition in the arms. There's less sort of flub and jiggle, reverb on the skin, if you will, when he leaps to make his dunks. So maybe the foot's feeling better, giving him an opportunity to do some sort of conditioning. But this is a nice turn for Zion. These pics. Looking pretty good, boys.
It'd be an absolute shame if he cannot get back on the court because I think outside of LeBron James, I don't know if there's anybody as talented when it comes to an entire package of traits. I don't believe he's got the motivation or the durability to make it happen anymore. But it's very encouraging to hear that at least he's getting in shape for now, and we'll see how his body holds up as the summer plays out and we get into training camp. But I think from a Mavericks perspective, this is a little scary. You know, I'm happy for Zion, but for the Mavs, I'm like, whoa. You know, you get McCollum and Ingram and Valanciunas, and you put Zion back in that mix.
It's a real team.
That team's in the mix for the title.
No, that team fought their rear off to get into the play.
Look damn
play
good.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they turned things around without their best player out there.
Bradley Beal says the news of him opting out and declining his player option with the Wizards is news to him. But he's also been adamant about the fact that his biggest fear is basically that he walks away from the game without giving himself a chance to win. So that's another superstar to monitor here with the decision. They reported yesterday Bradley Beal's going to decline the option. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to leave Washington. He could just re-up with them for huge money. Or that could, of course, mean I'm testing the market. I'm finally getting out of Washington, something we've discussed
as NBA
fans.
And that's one more year? So one more year, he'd be a real free agent?
Yes, yeah. If he decides to just opt into his player option, absolutely. But it was reported yesterday that he opted out of it, but then he tweeted out like, hey, this is news to me.
Okay.
So we're kind of up in the air on Bradley Beal at the moment.
Well, he might be a more ideal long-term fit around Luka than even KD. You know, younger,
just youth,
capable
yeah.
of playing better defense, and a guy that is a good scorer, but not necessarily a ball dominant scorer as much as KD is.
Yeah, I would love me some Bradley Beal, man. We'll be watching what he's got going on here over the next few days and weeks. But did note this as well: the Warriors need to be, according to Klay Thompson's dad, Michael Thompson, says that the Warriors got to send a ring to Minnesota and the Timberwolves. Because not only did they pass on Steph in the draft.
Three players.
They also passed on Klay Thompson in the draft.
Yeah.
And they traded Andrew Wiggins to Golden State.
Yeah.
So Klay Thompson's dad is like, maybe we need to be at least send a thank you card over there to Minnesota for their incompetence. And then Portland adds some help around Damian Lillard. Jeremy Grant comes to town from Detroit. And they kind of get it for a steal, just giving up one first-round draft pick. So that's
that
a nice
hurts
piece.
For the Mavs too. That's another one of those targets that I think can be a huge part of a championship mix.
What a
full game!
Yeah, same here. And then finally, boys, it looks like potentially we may have the death of love because Devin Booker, Kendall Jenner, they have reportedly split.
Oh, it's officially over. Oh, it's tough.
Yeah, quote, Kendall feels like they're on different paths.
Yeah.
There's a path that she's engineering to just a different NBA superstar. Like, she's a great general manager.
Yeah.
I mean, kudos to her. I mean, it's D'Angelo Russell, it's Chandler Parsons, Jordan Clarkson, Blake Griffin, Kyle Kuzma, Ben Simmons. That has not aged well.
She needs to.
But she had Ben Simmons when he was good. You know, she was ahead of that.
Peak
she
ben
got
Simmons.
Rid of him right at the perfect timing. Like, she's a brilliant general manager. Yeah. I just ask Kendall.
Yeah.
Stay away from Luka.
She needs to
stay away from my Luka. Okay, go get you a Jordan Poole. Yeah. Go get you one of these guys. Okay,
try a different sport.
Hell of a roster she put together, though.
Just go do it to her. Go for a different sport.
But you had to expect this after the way he collapsed at the end of that Mavericks series. It's like Kendall's looking around, going, "She's watching these games. Really, a double team? That's all you got? Mm-hmm. You get doubled, and you can't do anything about it, Devin? I'll find somebody else."
Mavs broke him up.
That's right.
Thank you, Chief. Thanks for taking us around the rim. We'll get more from Chiafalo in a few minutes. Roger Goodell asked about possibly removing Daniel Snyder. His answer, very interesting. Comedian and Cowboys fan Akash Singh is coming up in studio at 4 o'clock right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.